going to beat Oregon the second time. Not only are they going to be left.
No, they're not.
Yes, they're going to be left out of the playoff. They will also be bidding adieu to Rich Rod as he hops on that plane to Florida to take over the program there. Oh, my gosh. Insult to injury. Poor Wildcat Nation.
All right, let's talk about what's really going to happen. Alabama's going to win.
Oregon's going to win. And then what happens? TCU, Baylor, or Ohio State if they win. Scotty Thurman, what do you say?
I'm only concerned about the Razorbacks.
Good answer, Scotty.
Scotty's going to a tournament no matter what, right? SEC tournament.
Breaking news.
NCAA tournament.
Kevin Durant to make his season debut Tuesday. Good news. Thank God. Just in time.
Right. And then he's off to play for the Washington Wizards.
Scotty says, I'm sorry. Does he play for the Razorbacks? And I don't care. Move on. All right. Tough challenge. We already talked to Coach Dykes. He gave us all the insight we asked for in their matchup with South Dakota State this Thursday. So you guys are traveling. What's the schedule this week for you guys?
We head out tomorrow after practice and headed to Ames to try to go get a big win.
Yeah, that'll be tough matchup for sure. We were looking at the numbers, and this may blow you away. Pat, I know you've got some additional numbers, but the last time Arkansas played a ranked team as a ranked team, December 23rd of 2000.
Both teams ranked.
Scotty, that was 14 years ago by my limited.
Was it 2000? Yeah,
2000.
December 23rd.
They lost in overtime at Oklahoma. Arkansas was 25th, and Oklahoma was 18th.
I got the trivia question. Let me know
hard to believe. I mean, you set the table for guys like Pat Bradley, and we've had to wait all these years for a ranked versus ranked again.
Yeah, Pat took it downhill. Pat and Kareem, they're responsible for that.
Do you know how many violations they left us with that to handle?
He tried to beat him before the police showed up. He ran off. He's like, I'm going out. I'm out of here. I'm going pro. I'm going to go make some money. I'm out.
No, it is pretty remarkable when you think about just how long it's taken to get back to where it is. And you know, it's fun to be back playing and being in the spotlight, having that undefeated season right now.
Yes, and don't pat yourself on the back because I don't want you to hurt your arm. Let us do it because goodness knows you guys deserve it. You've done a great job.
Yeah, no question.
It's been fun. I mean, we talked about it too. It's a steady growth situation. We were all sort of fingers crossed you guys would get in the NCAA tournament last year. This year now, though, I mean, certainly on track, and you get the experience. How much do you value the experience you guys got in the postseason last year?
I definitely value that experience. I think guys like Bobby Portis and Michael Qualls and even Ja'Cory Williams, you know, I think they have grown tremendously from what took place last year. Obviously, it didn't finish up the way that any of us would have preferred, but I think you take those experiences into this season, and I think those guys are embracing that.
We looked at some of the guys who, off the charts, just so much better this year, and it starts with Ja'Cory Williams. Then you go to a guy like Manny Watkins and even Moses Kingsley, who I've only seen. I saw him when you guys played down in Valonia and then in the games that I was able to watch. And offensively, just looks like, I don't know, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment and get too excited. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, sometimes you can have that fast start and things click, but the grind of the season is coming soon. But it certainly seems those three guys have, for whatever reason, they've stepped it up and filled the role that's needed to be filled.
Well, I think they just learned a lot from last year. And then also you have to keep in mind, Pat, it's a little bit different than when you and I went to school. You know, you get that 8 weeks in the summer
to really
work on your individual game. And, you know, this staff has done a great job of working with these guys and not only working on what they already are good at, but working on some of the weaknesses. And I think guys are embracing that. And, you know, you have kids like the kids you mentioned, you know, Moses Kingsley and guys like that. When they take coaching and they really, really value what the coaches say, it's easy for them to become better. And I think that's where these guys are. They're listening. And they're taking it all to heart, and they're going out and trying to implement it in their games.
Scotty, we were talking, and you guys. You and Pat are the perfect ones to weigh in on this as far as shooters go and consistency. And we've all been sort of saying, man, here's hoping Anthony Bell can be more consistent. He's shown those signs of being a knockdown shooter. The Democrats did a great job today, Pat. I don't know if you had a chance to look through this yet, but they kind of went through the last several home games he's played, and the consistency is there. I know you were riding along. March 5th against Ole Miss, 7 of 10 from beyond the arc. March 18th, Indiana State in the postseason, 6 of 8. 4 of 4 in the Alabama State game. 2 of 3, Wake Forest. 4 of 6, Delaware State. 4 He took 11 against North Texas, which seemed like a lot if you hadn't taken 24 in one game pass. 5 of 10 against Iona, but again, he is becoming
North Texas, too.
Yes, I know, and he's becoming a consistent three-point threat. And again, that's another facet. You guys are fourth in the country in three-point shooting percentage. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. With guys like Anthony Bell, I mean, he's always been a good shooter. I think now he's just more focused on where he gets those shots. I mean, he's not just living and dying by the three. He's making threes, but he's also moving around, cutting back door, getting layups. He's developed a one and two dribble pull up, which, as Pat knows, you can do those things. It's easy to get a wide open three at that point because you've got certain things that you've already incorporated into your game.
So would you say that that has helped with his consistency? I mean, if you could, not even him, but just any player, you talk about how them consistently being able to make shots. That's part of the answer you would give.
I think that's definitely helped. I mean, obviously, seeing the ball go in, it's nothing like that. You know, getting used to seeing it go through the net, that's an addictive feeling. But I just think he's worked on his game overall, and he does a lot of things that most shooters don't do. You know, most shooters don't move around the way that he does. And obviously, our guys are finding him in the right places and knowing where he can shoot it from and where he's comfortable. And, you know, he's embracing it.
You guys don't get enough credit probably for the other things you do. We always talk about Pat as a shooter and you as a shooter. I know you guys had a lot more to your game than that. Pat always gets ridiculed for his defense, but I know that's something that he's prided himself on because he's kind of a gritty sort of – he's an antagonist anyway. So defense really was in your blood anyway, right?
Yeah, you know it was.
So, I mean, for you guys, I mean, was that something that you valued and worked on as much as the shooting, or was the shooting the main focus for you?
Well, I think when you go in the gym and work on your game, you know, most players aren't working on defense. I mean, let's be clear. That comes from coaching. That comes from coach using his style of play and guys understanding where they fit in. And Anthony Bell is not a pound the ball type of defender. He's more of a help guy, you know, getting the passing lanes, touching basketballs, and hopefully we come up with that. And everybody on our team, and I mean Pat and I, when we played, we weren't the guys who were being called on to stop the best ball handler. You know, you're going to get switched off sometimes where you're going to be on certain guys, but every guy can communicate. You know, everybody can tell a guy he's about to be screened. You know, every guy can step up there and be in help position, and every guy can be in the right place and hopefully be able to come up with a steal. And I think that's the key to the way that we play. It's not just the pressure. It's the pressure, but if you have pressure and no help, then it's going to be ineffective.
Scotty, one thing we get a lot of people call and ask is Portis and Kingsley playing together. And Kingsley coming off the bench is gives you a lot of great energy. But those two guys played together at some point during the season. Have you guys done that and talked about it, or is it the rotation set?
No, I think coach is making a conscious effort to, you know, try to put those guys in the game together. So, but I think it depends on who we play. You know, if the game calls for that and it's working, right, then coach is going to stick with it. But as it stands right now, I think coach is pretty comfortable with the lineup. You know, you had your Corey Williams inserted for Atlantis Harris last game. I'm not so sure what it's going to be going to Iowa State, but I would imagine it's going to be the same. And, you know, Moses has to figure out, you know, where he's going to contribute at and where he's going to step up at. But I do think that there's going to be some times where those two guys are going to be on the floor together.
Scotty Thurman joining us here at the Pryor Center in Fayetteville, Willigan the Hogs on the road in Ames against Iowa State on Thursday night. I got a Keithley Service coming live fan feedback question, which I'm sure is only partially serious. Dan Skipper would be a nice power forward, says Nick and Gabbett. I will say, look around the roster, I don't see a goon. I don't know if you guys are interested, but Dan Skipper would be interested. Oh, he would be happy. He could foul out inside of a minute. There's no question.
I followed in a minute.
Have you ever thought about utilizing the Big 6'10 Dan Skipper? Have you talked to Coach Beatham about that?
Not one bit. We're going to let Skipper stick on the field and do what he's doing. He's doing a good job there, yeah. And we would encourage him to just continue to do a good job on the football field.
No question about it. So, have you guys? I know you're not your primary role as far as scouting goes, but I'm sure you've had a chance to see some of Iowa State. They're back on the floor tonight against the Lamar team that's been surprisingly good in the early part of the season. But what are your thoughts on them? Certainly a team that made some noise in the Big 12 last year, and then unfortunately because of an injury went out of the NCAA tournament a little bit earlier than they expected. They did lose to the eventual national champ, so no shame there.
Well, I think Iowa State's going to be a good team. I mean, Fred Hoiberg has done a great job since he's been there. You know they're going to have the fan support, the 14,000. They've always had tremendous support and tremendous players. And I think with Niang and John Williams together, transfer from UNLV, they've got some guards that can shoot it. I mean, they're going to definitely be a formidable opponent, but I think our guys are up for the challenge and ready for the test.
We were talking to Coach Dykes earlier about the way that they build their schedule, and he said, yeah, our schedule is brutal. He said, but this is the kind of schedule we want to play. And certainly for, you know, for you guys, too. I mean, at the top of the SEC, you're getting plenty of tests through the season, so the non-conference schedule becomes a little bit different. Sort of challenge. Now, this is one of those Big 12 SEC deals, but when you think about what you guys want to do or talking to Coach Anderson about it. What's the non-conference plan as far as what are some things that you guys want to do with the non-conference scheduling?
Just see you guys get better. I think Coach is looking at different combinations. I mean, as Pat alluded to earlier, brought to by Manuel Watkins, who stepped up in a tremendous role. You want to see if other guys can start to recognize, you know, where they fit in, things that they can offer to the team. Because you're going to have your group headquarters, but then the key is that depth. And you want guys to be able to come in at fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth guy and bring something to the table and keep the momentum going and not just be there and exist. So I think I'm looking to see, you know, Jabril Durham get better. And be able to contribute. I'm looking to see Moses Kingsley continue to progress.
Baird has progressed a lot faster. Typically, you see little kids coming out of high school and junior college kids. It takes them a little time. Right. I mean, Baird has been impressive to me.
Well, he's a gamer.
He really is.
He's one of those kids that when he comes to the game, he comes ready to play. He comes to practice. Sometimes I'm sure Coach would say his practices aren't always what he would like. But, you know, you're going to have those players that –
does he get a little Todd Day in him?
I won't go that far. But he's one of those guys where, you know, sometimes you know, the way we practice – and our practice, Pat, as you know, are a lot harder than games. Yeah. And, you know, if you can get through our practice, getting through the game is going to be easy. But I think Anton has embraced the small things. You know, he's one of those guys who obviously had a lot of success in high school, played a lot, played the majority of the minutes, dominated the ball for the most part, whereas now he's having to be one of those guys that shares the basketball and learns some different principles. And, you know, he's doing a great job. We've been very pleased with him.
Yeah, he's been good. Proud of him.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Razorbacks travel tomorrow, and we'll play again on Thursday night. I think it's an 8 o'clock tip, right?
It is.
Yeah, so.
And then right back at it, Sunday at Clemson. Yeah, it's going to be late. We're going to be – now, don't act like too big time to come over and say hello to us when we're over there in Hilton Coliseum.
Pat wants a halftime interview, he said.
Too big time? Come on, man.
How you enjoying back?
Trying to be like you.
How you enjoying the radio?
It's been fun. You know, it's been a learning process with Chuck, but it's been very fun. I have a good teacher with Chuck. Chuck has been doing a good job of letting me know some things that I can work on and improve on. And, you know, I'm taking those things to heart. For me, it's kind of like it's a job, but at the same time, it's a learning process. And, you know, I recognize that. I'm just trying to continue to get better at it.
Pat had a chance to work with Paul Ills on some games back in the day. And your only advice was don't talk so much.
It was great.
It's hard. You should get excited.
It was good, yeah. You know, well, the thing is with Paul, it was like you're on doing a game on TV, but you feel like just sitting on the couch talking to him. I mean, he just relaxes you so much that you're not nervous.
Right.
And so, yeah, you tend to get diarrhea of the mouth because he made you so nervous.
I know. I resemble that remark.
You know, I mean, you know,
You made me very uncomfortable, but I like it, actually. That's good for
me. No, he does. He has the opposite effect.
Can you stick around for a minute? Okay, we're going to take a timeout quickly. 12:29.
I've got a trivia question. When we come back,
what do we have to give away, Matty T? Can you give away a new car?
I can give away a choice between UALR men's and women's basketball tickets or a Wendy's combo meal.
Or an old car. Okay. Yeah, whatever. Wendy's column was fantastic.
I'm sure that's all good.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. A little more with Scotty Thurman, and then we'll let him get back to doing business, as I'm sure he's getting ready for the broadcast, in addition to his other duties. He's got a lot going on.